relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and The Battle for 1600.
Battle lines are drawn. It's coming down to the wire. This is not a time for the faint of heart. This is a time to win. This is Countdown 2020 with your host, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, joined by Salem Radio Network hosts Hugh Hewitt and Dennis Prager. Buckle your seatbelts for Countdown 2020.
And I'm thinking about the Biden family, like, how are they doing this? I know Joe decided not to run in 2016, but what if he ran in the future? Aren't they taking political risk or headline risk? And I remember looking at Jim Biden and saying, how are you guys getting away with this? Like, aren't you concerned? And he sort of looked at me and he laughed a little bit and said, plausible deniability.
He said that out loud?
Yes. He said it directly to me, one-on-one in a cabana at the Peninsula Hotel after about a, you know, hour and a half, two-hour meeting, with me asking out of concern, how are you guys doing this? Aren't you concerned that you're going to put your brother's, you know, future presidential campaign at risk? You know, the Chinese, the stuff that you guys have been doing already in 2015 and 2016 around the world. And I just can almost picture his face where he sort of chuckles and says, you know, plausible deniability.
It's hard to believe, dear friends, this is the last Countdown 2020 before this election, and I am delighted to be joined by two giants from what we call the Salem faculty. He has the early morning shift, CEO of the Nixon Foundation. You can follow him at HughHewitt.com, and as well, the founder of one of the most influential organizations in America today. It's Prager University, PragerU. He is, I call him my rabbi. Follow him at Dennis Prager. Dennis and Hugh, welcome to our one-hour special.
Hello, Seb.
I don't know about the two giants part. I think there's one giant.
You're taller than I am. What are you talking about? Oh, I see. The other one's not a giant. Oh, I see. Can you just keep that amongst yourselves, gentlemen? You can do an arm wrestling contest the next time we meet, okay? I will be the judge. But for the purposes of this hour, allow me to indulge myself, the two giants of the Salem faculty, with me today. I played you a long audio cut from what should be in any other year, not a scandal that brings down a campaign, but one that could bring down a government. That is Tony Bobulinski, former naval officer, CEO of Sinohawk, the organization, the company created at the request of the vice president's son, Hunter Biden, to funnel Chinese monies into the Biden family. Tony sat down with Tucker Carlson for almost an hour yesterday. Let's start with you, because you are doing, as you call it, missionary work inside the mainstream media. Hugh Hewitt, why is this not a story?
Well, it is because Tony Bobulinski is unknown to anyone. And what he did last night was, Tucker was at least framed the question, which is, it should be asked of Joe Biden by every reporter every time he pops up, have you met Tony Bobulinski? I mean, that is the obvious question.
Yes.
It's very simple. Have you ever met Tony Bobulinski? And from that flows every other inquiry. But it is an inconvenient narrative-disrupting, election-threatening question. So it's not being asked because of bias. And I don't know if you've had a chance to see Anonymous was revealed today. And we now know that Anonymous was famous and should not have been, and Tony Bobulinski is anonymous and shouldn't be, all of which indicts Manhattan Beltway media elites.
Dennis, is this story going to make any difference in the last 6 days before the election?
Well, that's obviously the $64,000 question. Interestingly, Google reports, or somebody reports about Google, that one of the most asked questions, search questions on Google is, can I change my vote? I suspect that the people who want to change their vote are overwhelmingly people who voted for the Democrat rather than for the Republican. And in some states, by the way, it is possible to change your vote, and I hope people do. So to that extent, it might have some effect. Look, if I may venture into the media question, because the media is the message, as McLuhan put it, you know about this, and I know about this, because we both know life under communism. What we are seeing is the Pravdaization of the American media. I never thought I would say that. This is not something I have said in the past, but that is what is happening. I know how to read the New York Times in the same way I learned Russian solely in order to read Pravda, not in order to order a meal in Moscow. And I read Pravda almost daily in graduate school, and I read it like a Soviet citizen would. You read between the lines. That's how I read the New York Times. And you also knew, reading Pravda, what it omitted. The lies of the left are in omission as much as commission. So we are living through that now. What they impeached the president for is precisely what the Bidens did.
Here's my reaction to the 40 minutes yesterday on Fox News, and I'd like both you and Dennis to either disagree, agree, or to give your interpretation. This isn't a scandal about money. This isn't a scandal about drug use, prostitution, and anything else Hunter Biden did. As somebody who had clearances, who still has clearances, this is a national security scandal, because the Hunter Biden scandal is now the Joe Biden scandal, and this family can be blackmailed. That is why it is a story. Your response, as somebody who knows a little bit about presidential history, Hugh Hewitt.
Well, Seb, I too held SCI and did counterintelligence and did the Foreign Intelligence Service Act warrants for a year and 2 years in the White House. And so I have the same concern you do. Let's go to the predicate. If Bobulinski is telling the truth, there is a legitimate national security concern here. The Belt and Road Initiative would be better named the Belt and Road and Biden Initiative. And we also know that the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, often lays plans that require decades to come to fruition, as happened with Dianne Feinstein's
yes.
chauffeur. And so anyone who has any kind of counterintelligence background, as you and I do, and Dennis has read quite a lot about it in the original, knows that it presents a great problem if it is true. And I do have to emphasize, we don't know that it's true. I wish I had done the interview and not Tucker, because there are ways a deposition would unfold. It would take 2 days of a deposition with Mr. Bobulinski to confirm. But, you know, he said at one point he had traveled the world with James Biden. All right, that is not hard to confirm.
Yes.
That I mean, you know how to do it. I know how to do it. Dennis knows how to do it. We've all been in FSOs. We all traveled around the world. Where is the media? I don't have the resources to go check this out, but James Biden, the former vice president's brother, if he traveled the world with Bobulinski, confirms everything Bobulinski has said. By the way, I think his motive comes into play, and I believe his motive is he was scorned
yes.
or he was screwed. They cut him out.
Correct.
That's the only thing I can figure out.
Dennis, is this simply a tale of moral turpitude at the highest levels of American politics, or is this a national security story?
I actually lean toward the former. I lean toward it solely or primarily because the character issue has been used for 4 years yes. against Donald Trump. I would stand before the Lord in whom I believe, and if God were to ask me, so Dennis, I God know the mind and the heart and the soul of every human. So tell me, who do you think has a better character, Donald J. Trump or Joseph Biden? And without even needing to breathe, I would say there is no comparison. Donald Trump is a far superior human being.
They have indeed made this a tale of character. And if that is the metric, if that is the yardstick, there is only one choice, and he is the current incumbent. A man who they have accused of doing all kinds of scandalous things, but clearly it was projection because his rival and his party is guilty of having done all of those things before this election and during this election cycle. We are talking to Hugh Hewitt and Dennis Prager. Follow them at HughHewitt.com, Hugh Hewitt on Twitter, and also Dennis Prager on Twitter, PragerU.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is our last election countdown 2020 special on the Salem Radio Network. You can catch us live. You can catch all the segments on YouTube. Look for America First, Sebastian Gorka, back with Hugh and Dennis after these messages. Don't touch that dial.
This is Countdown 2020 with Sebastian Gorka.
It's a shame. You know, if we had an honest media, this country would come together so fast. It's true. We have, not all of them, but they're some of the most corrupt people on earth. They are so, and you see it. You see it with the Biden corruption. They don't even want it. They won't cover it. They won't talk about it. And that includes big tech.
That's an observation made by one of our guests in the break. You caught it if you're following us on YouTube. And that was the president. If we had an honest media, we would be united. Let's get as united as possible by making sure the current president is reelected. We've already have 400,000 of you go to the incredible Job Creators Network website, keepamericaamerica.com. It is the best toolkit available on early voting, poll information, where you have to go, how you can actually get your friends to vote early. We want to out-organize the left. They are a hive mentality. They are the Borg. We need to mobilize. Let's get that number to over a million. Go today. Do a little, do a lot, do your part. That's keepamericaamerica.com. We are back with none other than Dennis Prager and Hugh Hewitt, members of the best radio faculty on the planet. Let's talk about the future, 6 days, what happens afterwards, and let's talk about what is happening right now. We have the video of the Catalyst in Philadelphia, an individual who was guilty of prior violence, who had been violent against his family members, who requested the police do something to protect them, and he came at the police with a knife and refused to back down. That is why he was shot. Why would you protest that incident? Let's start with Dennis.
All incidents that involve a police shooting of a black suspect now creates violence. The morality of the police action, the existence or non-existence of any racial element are completely irrelevant. The reason for the riots has nothing to do with race. It has nothing to do with police. These people want to bring the society down. They are a completely destructive force. Black Lives Matter is a completely destructive force. There is nothing good about it. It is a force of chaos in our society. The left is a force of chaos, not liberals. Liberals are naive. They think that their enemy are us, the conservatives, whereas their enemy is the left. That's the anti-liberal force in America. So any interaction, and this was abetted by Barack Obama, whom I said when he left office was the worst president in my lifetime and perhaps in American history since Andrew Johnson. Barack Obama would, till the end of his presidential career, would use the word Ferguson as a symbol of police brutality against blacks. Ferguson had nothing to do with racism, and the policeman was completely justified in shooting Michael Brown. This was found by a grand jury composed of a number or even majority of blacks. I don't know the exact number, but it was irrelevant to the stoker of racial tension named Barack Obama.
Hugh, you are a legal professional. You are a constitutional scholar. In what world is a police officer using deadly force to stop an advancing individual with a violent record holding a knife a bad shooting?
Well, it's not, and I believe that it will. The police union in Philadelphia is calling upon city officials to release the videotape so that they can prove. But I think what Dennis just said needs to be underlined. This has nothing actually to do with the shooting. This has everything to do with learned behavior of crowds, which is there is a queuing effect. When Reginald Denny was pulled from his truck at the corner of Florence and Normandy in 1992 and police did not arrive on the scene, it was a queue and Los Angeles went up in flames. We have now got a learned behavior in the society that when a shooting occurs of a black man by police, there will be a series of responses in the community by a very, very small percentage of people who seek to profit from it, either politically or economically. And I'm very worried about this cycle because it does mean there's a queuing effect going on that has nothing to do with the underlying circumstances. It simply, it moves people into action in the way that the old duck and cover drills did when I was in first grade. There is a call and response, and the call and response here is that when social media lights up with the demand for justice or peaceful protesting, people will abuse that, and it's predictable. I mean, it's a night followed day situation. It is going to happen every time this fact pattern emerges.
I take my life into my hands. I asked Dennis Prager if he agrees with Hugh Hewitt. If it is a learned response, then it has to be taught. Who are the teachers, Dennis?
The media are the teachers. The fans, the flames have been fanned by the media. The lying media. The president is right. They are the lying media. Everything is portrayed in racial terms. It's a lie. It's the gigantic lie. As I have written, America is racist. And I've written a major book on anti-Semitism. I taught Jewish history at Brooklyn College, City University of New York. And as a committed Jew who loathes the blood libel was the medieval charge against Jews that they took Christian children and killed them for their blood to bake matzahs for Passover. It's called the blood libel, the greatest national libel. The second greatest national libel is that the United States of America is racist. That is the motto of the New York Times, that lying, chaos-sowing machine with its 1619 phony story of America's founding now in 3,000 schools. We are living without lies. There is no left. The left, the oxygen of leftism since Lenin is lying.
What will happen after The election will be the question I pose to my fellow national hosts, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager. Dennis Prager, the author of The Rational Bible. This is your Countdown 2020. I ask you again, as I did in the first hour of America First, we are just days away from the deadline for Alliance Defending Freedom campaign. This is the organization that steps into the breach to protect all of our rights, First Amendment rights, religious freedom. Please support them. It is a worthy cause. It is an investment in your constitutional rights. Please make the largest donation you can, whatever that best gift might be. Go to my website, sebgorka.com. That's S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. They get thousands of requests every year. They work for free. They take these cases to the Supreme Court, and in most cases, they are victorious. You can call them on 877-412-5888. That's 877-412-5888. SebGorka.com. SebGorka.com. Back with Hugh Hewitt and Dennis Prager after these messages. FDNY firefighter Stephen Silver gave his life while saving others on 9/11, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. I'm asking you to support this cause that's committed to honoring our nation's heroes and ensuring people never forget 9/11. Help Tunnel to Towers to do good. Donate $11 a month at tunnel2towers.org. That's tunnel2towers.org. Thank you.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by Job Creators Network.
He is the co-star of the great film No Safe Spaces, and on a platform not too long ago, I learned from him something that should be obvious, but that wasn't, because I'm a newbie to this radio thing. We don't have talk radio without you. And we don't have talk radio without you patronizing our sponsors and those who advertise with us. One of those great individuals is Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. The president uses them. I use them. The pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. 51 million sold. They're that good. Use my name to get up to 50% off his incredible products at MyPillow.com or call 800-829-8468. That's MyPillow.com or 800-829-8468, promo code G-O-R-K-A. We were discussing the topic of violence, what is happening in Philadelphia. Joe Biden had something to say when he finally got out of his basement. He went to Georgia, and he had the following comment today. It's a video cut 15, his explication of the violence across the nation. Cut 15.
Protesting, though, is not burning and looting. Violence can never be a tactic or tolerated, and it won't. But much of it is a cry for justice from a community that has long had the knees of injustice on their necks.
Dennis, let's start with you. Will there be more of this violent cry for justice should Donald Trump win the election in 6 days' time?
I rarely make predictions, but...
But if he wins,
it's still a prediction. In this case, I feel unfortunately confident in saying that there will be a great deal of violence if the president wins, and I believe that the Democratic mayors and governors will, as usual, do nothing why they do nothing is somewhat of a moral conundrum, but they will do nothing, and then the president will do something, and then there will be bloodshed. Because, as I said 20 years ago, and it, you could see, folks can see it on the internet, from an article I wrote about 8 years ago, we are in a second civil war, and I've always said I pray it stays nonviolent, but I do not believe that that will be the case if the president wins, and that will end it. They are very bold in looting Walgreens. These guys are just unbelievably brave. With masks on, they will happily torch a store or bully patrons eating at restaurants. These are cowards with masks. And when confronted with a greater power, they will simply fade away. And the president knows that, and that's what will happen if he wins.
He's the CEO of the Nixon Foundation, Hugh Hewitt. If violence erupts across the nation because Biden doesn't win, can the Democrat Party control that violence? Will they decide to control that violence?
I don't think it's going to happen. If the president wins, I don't think there's going to be violence. Just put me down in the camp of people that think, other than, you know, the...
Why would it stop then? Why would it not escalate?
I was about to say, except for the crazy people in Portland, and they are a sliver of the American people. I've always, you know, each side has its 0.001%. In a nation of 330 million, they can make a lot of noise and draw a lot of cameras.
You're starting to sound like Michelle Obama here.
Well, I just don't. I believe that the Constitution is fundamentally very strong, and the American people like to argue. They love politics. That's why we have shows. They love politics. But then at the end of it, Thanksgiving is going to come around and the people who have been disagreeing for a year are going to get along fine. I genuinely believe that. I don't think we're on the edge of a civil war. Dennis and I have had this conversation 100 times. I do think if they try and change the court, we are in for a republic-threatening moment. If they try and pack the court, should they win a blowout win? And if we win a blowout win, we have to be restrained, as they are not. But we're just not at anything like 1968 levels of violence, much less 1861.
Well, I know there's a big difference between 1968 and today. In 1968, you didn't have the president, I'm talking about the former president, Obama, you didn't have the attorney general, you didn't have Maxine Waters say the following things. If they're down, you kick them. If you meet your Republican neighbor, you get in their face. That's Obama. Maxine Waters, if you see a member of the Trump cabinet out in public, you harass them. That was not allowed. That was not done in the 1960s or 70s. Yes, you could have the SDS. Yes, you could have the Weather Underground, but not elected members of Congress, not cabinet members, and not the president. So I worry that there will be egregious violence should the will of the people be to re-elect the President of the United States, but we shall see. This is Countdown 2020. I'm Sebastian Gorka, member of the President's National Security Education Board. This is the Salem Radio Network with my friends, my colleagues, Dennis Prager and Hugh Hewitt, broadcasting live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor. If you are suffering with pain and nothing else has worked, you must try this remarkable product that is liberating tens of thousands of Americans from their daily pain as we speak, including Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Don't you deserve to find out if you could be the next Yvonne? Of course you do. As the president says at all of his rallies, what have you got to lose? Find out today by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or calling 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384. You have waited long enough. You deserve to know. It just makes sense. Do it now. relieffactor.com.
To get your friends and family on our side. Back to Countdown 2020 with Sebastian Gorka.
Are you fed up of the lies, the propaganda? All white people are racist. America is a racist nation. Do you want the rhetorical ammunition to respond? Well, I've got it for you from Bishop Aubrey Shines, founder of Conservative Clergy of Color. It's 8 questions about race, which will arm you with the rebuttals to the lies of Black Lives Matter. The book is a must read for anyone who cares about our country, our churches, and the future of our children. Get your copy at 8questionsaboutrace.com. Get copies for your friends, your neighbors, and your fellow churchgoers. That's 8questionsaboutrace.com. Portions of America First are brought to you by 8 Questions About Race. And if you haven't done so already, did you hear what I did in the last hour? The biggest donation to our Alliance Defending Freedom campaign at my website today will get a very special signed gift from me. If you didn't hear what it was in the first hour, you'll just have to download the podcast. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, that's sebgorka.com, and donate to the Alliance Defending Freedom, who fight for all of our rights. And the biggest donation today gets that special prize. We are back. It's Countdown 2020 with Hugh Hewitt and Dennis Prager, members, giants of our Salem Radio faculty. We are talking about the future, the next 6 days. We have to talk about not just the presidential race, but the Senate race. Let me start with you, Hugh. How's it looking? Are you worried, or are you pretty comfortable with our chances as conservatives to keep the Senate?
It's razor thin. Mitch McConnell said 50-50, I believe, the leader. And we were talking to you in the break about election fraud. In some of these Senate races, it could be a 10-vote race. I think Lindsey Graham is going to win handily, and I think Steve Daines is going to win handily, and I don't know that Cory Gardner can make up the ground. But Martha McSally in Arizona and David Perdue in Georgia and Tom Tillis in North Carolina, and yes, Susan Collins, who I have a great deal of admiration for, in Maine, and Joni Ernst in Iowa, and David Perdue, I think in Georgia, I already said it. They all could be a handful of votes. People need to go to KeepAmericaAmerica.com and vote. They've got to reelect these senators. Because I will say one thing, I'm not a pessimist. This is an unusual year. This does not feel like 1996 when I knew Bob Dole was going to lose. I think it's a toss-up. But if the Republicans lose the presidency, and it is a Biden, President Biden, and Vice President Harris, we need a Republican Senate to investigate what has happened here with Tony Bobulinski. We need a Republican Senate. We cannot have a government that is unified, if it is President Biden, without any kind of oversight on what has happened here.
Dennis, I've done some very basic math for my listeners here in America First, and I've done the following to motivate as many people as possible. I've said this president, in addition to everything else, has given conservatives 3 Supreme Court associate justices who are originalists, who believe the Constitution is an unchanging document. In our rewarding of that accomplishment, I've said we have to get 3 of our friends to vote for the president who otherwise would stay home. My motto for the next 6 days is 3 for 3. What do you think of that math?
I love it. I admit that in my list of mysteries of life, which begins with why did God create the mosquito?
Oh, really? I'd love to know.
Yes, exactly. So I really do. I have a list of questions for which I have no answer. I have no answer to the question as to why any conservative would not vote. It perplexes me. I am told that millions of evangelical Christians don't vote.
Yeah.
When I raised this on my show, because I have learned so much from listeners over the year, somebody called me and told me his Christian friend said, there's no reason to vote because everything is in God's hands. And I thought, is that possible? Is there really a religious human being who thinks we have to do nothing? God put us on earth to do nothing, to make this world better. So every founder was wrong. I mean, why did they create the United States? Why did they bother? Let God do it. So do you have an answer, either of you? How could a religious Christian not vote?
Hugh?
They have to vote. Render unto Caesar what is Caesar's, and that is the obligation to be a full civic participant. I don't think we're at, the end of times. I don't think we're at a a disastrous moment, no matter how this election goes.
But hang on, you mentioned it yourself. Let me interject here. If the Democrats control the Senate, the House, and the White House, there is no obstacle truly to the lowering of the voting age, potentially the abolishing of the Electoral College, the packing of the courts, and the removal of the filibuster. Is that
and adding two more states with four and more Democratic senators?
You guys mentioned it yourself. The president gave us three great associate justices. Adding D.C. as a state is unconstitutional. The 23rd Amendment makes that clear. There is even an argument that expanding the court violates due process, though it came after the 14th Amendment. Though the court changed after the 14th Amendment was adopted. I am so relieved that we have a 6-3 court. I believe in the intelligence and integrity of
this court. Well, sometimes 6-3, often 5-4. Right.
No, it isn't often. It's only twice, and those were both Roberts is a conservative. Roberts is a conservative.
Okay.
Rhino. Forever. You know.
But you're not worried about these plans to change America fundamentally?
I do. I worry a lot, but I think we will endure. I believe it will be like 1964. We're not going to get wiped out, and we're not going to win that
big. There's one big difference, Hugh, and this, I think, I would love your reaction. The big difference is there was no suppression of free speech in 1964.
Yes. Hugh, 30 seconds.
I'm considering the argument. There is also no civil rights law in effect. I believe in freedom. And so the secret to happiness is freedom, and the secret to freedom is courage. People will have to speak up and speak their minds. That's just that it is. Dennis and Seb Gore is going to know that. But I believe freedom wins in this United States. We may have a down cycle or an up cycle. And eventually, by the way, the Republicans will get their heads bashed in, just like 64, just like the Democrats got beat in 1980. And the two-party system comes back. This is not
because of free speech.
Freedom,
because of free speech.
Freedom only wins if those who love it actually exercise and protect it. We are with Dennis Prager, the founder of the incredible Prager University. Support them now at PragerU.com, author of The Rational Bible, co-star of No Safe Spaces. Follow him at Dennis Prager on Twitter, and also the Early Morning Salem host. He is the CEO of the Nixon Foundation, Hugh Hewitt. I'm Sebastian Gorka, host of America First, former strategist to the President of the United States, and this is Countdown 2020. Now more than ever, we have to be at the top of our game. We have to be as healthy as possible. You've got to exercise and eat right. But sometimes it's just not possible. So what do? You take Dr. Douglas Howard's incredible Balance of Nature. 6 little capsules I take before every show. 3 red for fruit, 3 green for vegetables. That are actually 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Nobody eats that healthily unless it's you and you're taking Balance of Nature. Right now, Dr. Howard will give you 35% off and free shipping on your first preferred order if you use my name. That's balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Balanceofnature.com, promo code Gorka.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Alliance Defending Freedom.
So I think Joe Biden and the Biden family are compromised. Obviously, I've referenced that I held a Q clearance. You're briefed on compromise and, you know, who you're able to talk with and deal and do business with. And I just don't see, given the history here and the facts, how Joe can't be influenced in some manner based on the history that they have here with CFC and stuff like that.
That was Tony Bobulinski, who said that Biden is compromised. Joe Biden, somebody who's a very loyal listener and muse to us, has said, we know the motivation for this man. Not only was he cut out of some of the most crooked deals, but he was smeared by Adam Schiff as a Russian propagandist. And that's why he gave that interview to Tucker Carlson. And that's why Tucker will be dealing with it again tonight. My last question, 2 minutes left, to the Giants, to Hugh Hewitt, to Dennis Prager. Does this revelation, this massive scandal of pay for play, of being compromised from a national security perspective, make a difference in this election? Let's start with Hugh.
Yes, because Michigan is so close, according to the ABC Washington Post poll, because North Carolina is so close, because Pennsylvania is a jump ball. Anything that makes an impact on any significant number of people. And Tucker Carlson had 5 million viewers last night.
Yes.
We got millions listening right now, millions listening to Dennis and me every day. Of course it makes a difference.
Dennis?
In the close races it might, and what leads me to this, and I'm not a built-in optimist, but I'm not. I'm very, very realistic. I'm not an optimist. I'm not a pessimist. I just do what I have to do. And I think everybody should adopt that attitude, by the way. It's worthy of a whole hour of radio one day on why pessimism and optimism are useless. But but I do believe that what Hugh said is accurate, and it pains me to agree with you.
Yeah.
But nevertheless, in close races, this might make a difference. And the fact that Google has revealed that one of the most, if not the most, asked question on Google in the last few days is, how do I change my vote? That leads me to some degree of confidence that it might make a difference.
Seb, can I make one last comment?
20 seconds.
Either Joe Biden or Tony Bobulinski is lying. One of the two are lying. People
need
to think
about that. That's a good one. That is a good one.
And information. Information is power, and you must empower yourself. We will have in studio not only Jennifer Hornex, but also John Milius's daughter, Amanda Milius, who has just released on Amazon Prime for free a documentary that has become the most popular documentary in American history, with already 2,000 five-star ratings in just 4 days. It is the information you and everybody you know needs to avail themselves of. It's based on the book, The Plot Against the President by Lee Smith, and it is the story of how they tried to subvert the last election and the current president, and how they will try again. It's The Plot Against the President, P-A-T-P, movie.com. Go to Amazon Prime. Stay on this channel. Thank you, Dennis. Thank you, Hugh. I'm Sebastian Gorka.